96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Communicating these days is less face-to-face and more post or tweet. Or Facebook Live, social media has changed the way we speak to each other and about each other, but it can get you in trouble. And as some have seen, a whole lot of trouble. So how do we deal with the risks versus the temptation to put our thoughts out there in cyberspace? Well, we're talking about it tonight. And joining me is Lauren Reynolds. She's a digital strategist and social media expert. You have a question or comment about social media and the trouble that it can get you into, give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. And yes, you can follow me on Twitter, the social media platform, at HFisher, W-H-U-R, or Daily Drum, W-H-U-R. What's happening, Lauren? How you doing?
What's up? How are you?
I'm doing just fine. It's good to see you and not to tweet you today.
to see you as well.
What's wrong with folks? Why is it that they can't seem to resist putting their business in the street, in the cyber street, and just talking about folks?
Well, you said put in their business. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you're a person that wants attention, cool. If you're a person that's narcissistic, yeah. So putting your business out in the street, it just all goes with how much you want everybody to know about yourself. But if you do, why?
Mm-hmm.
Why? You know, it's a battleground out there, though. So you have to be careful. You know, people will misuse what you say, what you tweet, what you share. And use it against you, too. So if you're not careful with your words and what you say, then it can cause you a lot of trouble.
Let's talk about some very recent incidents that caused a lot of trouble for some high profile folks. For example, Inauguration Day, Katie Rich, who was a writer, or I should say was a writer for
yeah.
Saturday Night Live, was suspended and then fired for a tweet posted about the son of President Trump and his wife, Melania. She tweeted Barron, because that's the name of the child, will be this country's first homeschool shooter. As you can imagine, this created a flood of angry tweets and other comments on social media. She was suspended, eventually fired. She did apologize, but it was that too much, too little, too late?
What, her apology?
Mm.
Was that too little, too late? Yeah, her apology was, because by this time, even if she deleted her tweet or removed it, someone screenshotted. And they've got it, and they're putting it back out there. So, yeah, too late, absolutely. What she said, I guess, it depends on where you are in terms of humor and what you think, but that's offensive. And it's definitely something that cost her job. And that's the thing we have to watch out for, because you can have your opinions all day. But if you're a high-profile person, or you write, or you tweet, or do social media for anyone like CNN or you know, Saturday Night Live, then it can cost you your job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we just have to be more careful with what we say.
Gospel singer Vicky Yoey also got a lot of pushback for a post on Facebook where there was a picture of Jesus Christ with four suitcases underneath his hands. And the post was Jesus on his way back to the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And you can think about it any way you want. But the reality is that a lot of people said it gave the impression that Jesus wasn't in the White House prior
That's
to
right.
President Trump
mm-hmm.
winning and moving into the White House.
Mm-hmm.
She has gotten so much pushback, and I think you know, it's been really nasty for her.
Mm-hmm. It has been. I mean, but that's what you're in. That's what you have to look at. I mean, first you have to look at why someone wants to do that. Everybody knows if you're on social media like I am, whether you're running a social media platform for a company like I do, or, you know, you handle your own, you've got to look at all those things. Here she is, one person that's posting something that people look at, that people follow, and that makes a big that's a big deal too. And you've got suddenly this message, your opinion, your view, that could also speak for someone else. It could speak for who you work for. It could speak for who you represent, even though it was yours personally, tweet or post that you put out there. But the backlash that she received is, I think it's due because it was incorrect, mm-hmm. and it was wrong.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the use of social media and the trouble that it can get you in. How do we deal with the temptation to put our thoughts out there and to talk about things that are important or funny or things that make us angry versus the risk of what you put out there? Give us a call again, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Muriel, calling from Bowie. Thanks for calling, Muriel. What's on your mind?
I'm listening to your conversation, and I'm really enjoying it because I personally have disconnected my Facebook. I'm 55 years old, and I grew up with my parents teaching me to always think five times before we speak. Mm-hmm. And I believe everybody should think five times before they tweet. It's just that they need to treat it as such that it's not just writing, you're still speaking and communicating. So you really should understand that.
Why did you disconnect your Facebook?
I just got tired of being consumed with empty rhetoric, empty talk, just self-absorption, and it was just tiring me out. Mm-hmm. So I really just took a sabbatical from it.
I see. Okay, interesting.
So when you said you disconnected your Facebook, though, is it that you or any social media that you have, is it because you follow, you know, there's different type of followers. Do you follow news outlets? Do you follow celebrities? Do you follow individuals or maybe things that you're interested in business wise? You know, are those the type of things that you follow? Is it more of your friends? And that's what you're tired of hearing, like your friends talk, you know, people that you know from high school trying to reconnect like from 30 years ago. You know, is it things like that? Is that why you disconnect from?
Well, I actually don't follow any celebrities.
Okay.
I like I say, I'm 55, so I really do not want to swallow my life with all of this social media. I'm still from the old school. If you want to reach me, call me.
Mm-hmm.
So the most I watch is MSNBC. I don't follow a lot of things on Facebook.
Okay.
I only got into it to keep up with my children when I left the area. But it's gotten so out of hand with just, like I say, so much self-absorption and just selfies and Snapchats. And now Facebook has the video live, so you just inundated with just too much of me. You know, it's just becoming too much of me with so many people.
Well, I like you, Muriel, either way. So I guess, you know, we can. Muriel, thank you so much for your phone call. I appreciate
it. Thank you. And I like your show as well.
Thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Talking about social media and how it can get you in trouble if you are not careful. Yvonne, calling from Bowie. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Mr. Fisher.
Hey,
how are you? Happy New Year.
I'm fine. You know, it's been a while since I've spoken to you, Yvonne. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Well, I am glad to hear.
I was just telling Candace that I love your show, and I always listen to you guys, even though I don't get a chance to call in as much, but I've listened to the show.
So what's on your mind?
Husband got me real busy these days.
I know that's the truth.
Mr. Fisher,
mm-hmm.
I heard the lady were saying that, and I saw that, some young lady lost her job
because
she tweeted something in reference to Donald Trump's son.
That's correct.
Now, the media, they're being very biased because this Caucasian woman tweeted that Michelle Obama looked like an ape in heels.
Mm-hmm.
She lost her job, but they rehired her.
That's correct. And, you know, and I think the reality is that depending on, you know, you know, when it happens, how it happens, who does it, and to whom it is done will often determine, you know, what happens. But the reality is I'm quite sure that she probably would not have wanted to go through all of the drama of losing her job, getting her job back, all of the scrutiny. And perhaps if she had paid attention to what she was saying and kept her mean thoughts to herself, she could have avoided it. So,
and you're right. I do agree with that. I do. Yeah. But I don't like how the media be so biased with Donald Trump and former President Obama.
Well, let me say this before I let you go. I think that, you know, my guests would agree, whether it's Barron Trump or Malia or Sasha Obama, when it comes to the children of the president, they should just be off limits.
Children, period. Leave kids alone.
Yeah.
They, you know, especially these children who can't compete with you on social media, online, who did nothing to have the spotlight shine on them except for be born of the president. You know, we need to leave kids alone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah.
Well, anyway, Yvonne, thank you so much. Good to hear from you. Give your husband a salute for me, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you again. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about social media, tweeting, posting, updating, going live, being careful or it could get you in trouble. Kathy, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, good evening.
Hi, how are you?
I just wanted to say that I find that with social media, a lot of what people post is a lot of the drama that's really going on in their own personal life. Actually, social media has been a great medium for me, not only on a personal level, but as on a business level. But I think you need to use it responsibly.
Absolutely.
And I think some people just, I think it's a blurred line for a lot of people. And I think for some people, they just can't handle that type of freedom, to be quite honest with you. I thought it was a really big mistake for a lot of people when they came out with Facebook Live, because that was just another stream for people to expose and air their dirty laundry in different ways. But I think it only applies to people who don't know how to use it responsibly or don't know how to create the balance between having their personal life and having their social media life. And it's really two different things in a sense. So, like I said, for me, it's been a great thing. You know, I've connected with people on business and personal level, so it's been great for me. But I guess it hasn't for everybody.
Well, great point, Kathy. Thank you so much. Let's talk about that real quick, Lauren, about using it responsibly and what you should do to make sure that you don't step on any social media landmines.
Mm-hmm. I think the caller just had an interesting, it's about a balance, you know, and it's what you use it for. It's great for business. It's great for connecting. It's great for information. You know, if people use Twitter the most now, well, Twitter and Facebook, and Twitter is a map of interests. So if you want to find information and follow people who are like-minded, you can do so. But it's about the balance. If you don't have that, I mean, versus going out to spew hate or spew evil or just to get into these controversial conversations, you can do that too. But that's the irresponsible part. If you're an individual that doesn't have a career, is not professional, or maybe represent another company, like some of these people who have gotten fired from their jobs, it's kind of a different ballgame for you. But if you're someone like me who has control over the handles of many businesses, or, you know, of their social media, and you accidentally, like someone else did, accidentally leave off a letter that could leave off a very critical letter that can turn something into a racist comment or, you know, just any other carelessness like that, it could be some trouble. You know, it could be some trouble.
We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Wanda in Glenarden, Michael in Baltimore, Brandy in Falls Church, Miss T calling from Baltimore. If you can't get through, please keep trying. We will take your phone calls at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly follow me on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR or H Fisher WHUR. Please stay with us. You will be able to hear the program. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Angela Stribling is in tonight for Jeff Brown with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR.